to be buried a lot, but every member has got to be satisfied with the position we take in agreement with them and in principle and with what South Africa will benefit from. We have one apology, that is Mr. Levy, who is not well, and that the main issue for discussion today is the consideration and adoption of the submission of a legislative proposal to introduce a committee bill on immigration. Each and every member should be having some documentation, amongst which is the original, the act, and then the subsequent amendments, the rules, and the input from Parliament, the parliamentary legal advisor. We have discussed this matter before. There were deliberations. There was an issue from Honorable Hussein that was suspending for clarification, and thereafter perhaps we could decide on the issue, on the matter before us today. Thereafter is good. Thank you to all members. I know we are all exhausted and some of us are sick, but thank you very much for coming to the meeting. It's appreciated, fellow compatriots. Firstly, then, let us have the parliamentary legal advisor, if they have an input, and then from there, the ministry, whether they have an input, and then after those inputs, then we discuss or make the decision.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As the chairperson has indicated, the main agenda is the adoption of a request from the House to proceed with the committee bill regarding an interpretation challenge in the Immigration Act, and a presentation of which was made to this committee on the 29th of October. However, I just say to the chairperson that before the report is considered, I just wanted to update this committee on subsequent developments in respect of the particular section that should be amended, and without going into too much detail as to what was discussed before, I just quickly want to recap on what that challenge was. As was indicated on the 29th of October, there's a particular interpretation concerns regarding Section 51, Paragraph 8 of the Immigration Act. And very briefly, what that challenge is that previously the Act used to provide that foreigners who overstayed their visits here in South Africa would be imposed with a fine. However, these fines have proven not to be a deterrent, and with the result that Section 51H was included into the Immigration Act to address this concern, where it would then allow the Director General to declare such foreigners who overstayed as undesirable. However, in practice, this particular section opens itself up to many interpretation challenges, resulting in the fact that an amendment is required to the Immigration Act. The challenge has been that some have interpreted that section to mean that a foreigner must have overstayed on more than one occasion. However, the intention has always been to even declare a person undesirable where they have overstayed even on one instance. And this intention then is reflected in Regulation 27, a copy of which you have in your pack. Now, in addressing this interpretation challenge, the Department had initially proposed that Section 30, Subsection 1, Paragraph H be amended to reflect the true intention. However, as a result of subsequent discussions with the Department, it has now transpired that instead of amending Section 30, 1H, that amendments should rather be made to Section 32, which is the section dealing with illegal foreigners. And the manner in which that section should be amended is by including a new subsection 1A into that Section 32. The new amendment to Section 32 will then allow for an automatic disqualification for certain visas for a period of time which will be prescribed where PFP people have overstayed their visas in the Republic. It will also then mean that a separate category of illegal foreigners will be provided for. Now, if the Section 32 is then the section that gets amended, it has been proposed that Section 31H, the one the section that is currently being regarded as creating all these interpretation challenges, could then be retained to be used by the department for persons who have repeatedly overstayed. So in other words, people who have repeatedly, who have overstayed on more than one occasion, and they will then be declared undesirable for an indefinite period of time. All of this, as I've just stated, is then contained in the report which this committee should consider for action. Thank you.
Okay. Is there any further input from the department, from the minister?
Thank you very much, Chair. I'm just here basically to field any questions that members may have, but to also just add to the proposal. The proposal also is that the committee agrees to have the bill as drafted by the Law Advisors actually published during this year, so that very early next year the committee is able to deal with whatever public comments would have been received in the meantime and actually then expedite the finalization of the committee bill. So that's the other proposal that we're wanting to make.
Perhaps because we had read this submission last time, do you want us to read it once more, or perhaps are we in a position then to adopt or perhaps do we need any further clarification? Interpretation, and then it is addressed as proposed. Mama Nkoma.
Thank you very much, President. I think just before I put in my statement towards your input right now, I would just like to state that I hope you got my apology that I'm coming a bit late because I was at the finance committee. I think, Chairperson, it won't cause any harm just to read through it because we know about it and we discuss it, but just reading it again would not cause any harm. So I propose that we just read through it and then move forward. Thank you.
Is that a business?
Yes, I appreciate that. But before that, before we do the reading, I just want to get a clarity now in terms of the process. What are we intending to do now? I'm seeking to go through and then we agree as a committee to take this thing to the House. So I just want to know what will happen after we have agreed to the House. I just want to understand the procedure.
Perhaps let us leave that to the parliamentary legal advisor.
I've included a slide in the presentation, I think it's slide 7, that I also have it up there. Should the committee approve this memorandum and then the assembly, once it's tabled in the assembly, the assembly gives permission for the committee to proceed with this legislative proposal, the first thing that will have to happen is that the draft will have to be prepared. Thereafter, the committee will have to approve that draft. That bill must then be published for 3 weeks for public comment. Once we get comments, the committee must then consider those comments and possibly then also further amend the bill. And once the committee agrees on a version, the bill then gets introduced into the House. That introduction will then be considered its second reading, so to speak, because then it will be needed. But on the first reading, it will then immediately get transmitted to NCLP.
Honourable Munda, anything? Okay. Okay, so first is then of clarity as the request of Mama Nkoma. First, let us read the submission. Please.
I trust that every member has a copy of the submission in front of them. The heading is as reflected in terms of the rule. This is a submission of a legislative proposal. It's a memorandum in terms of Rule 238 of the Rules of National Assembly by the Portfolio Committee on Home Affairs. The Portfolio Committee on Home Affairs is hereby requesting the Commission of the House in terms of Rule 230, in Subsection 1, the introduction of the following legislation in the House, namely the Immigration Amendment Bill. Now, in terms of the rules, this report must contain at least three things. It must contain what the purpose of the bill is, what the object of the bill will be, and whether there would be any financial implications for the state. So it's done in terms of the precise rules. Under paragraph 1, purpose of the bill. The purpose of the bill is to amend the Immigration Act 2002, Act number 13 of 2002, so as to provide for an adequate sanction for foreign nationals who have overstayed in the Republic beyond the expiry date on their visa, in that such persons will not be able to acquire a port of entry visa, admission into the Republic, or a permanent residence permit for a prescribed period of time, and to effect certain consequential amendments. It is envisaged that this amendment should be contained in Section 32 of the Immigration Act 2002, Act number 13 of 2002. Paragraph 2, background and objects of the bill. The Immigration Act 2002, herein after referred to as Principal Act, in Section 50, Subsection 1, prior to its amendment by Section 25 of the Immigration Amendment Act of 2011, provided that foreigners who left the Republic after the expiry of their permits, now referred to as visas as per Section 26 of the Immigration Amendment Act of 2011, would be liable to administrative fines. However, such administrative fines imposed were no longer serving as a deterrent, and hence a proposal was made to amend Section 30 of the Principal Act so that it declared such foreigners were overstayed as undesirable. In order to give effect to this proposal, Section 20 of the Immigration Amendment Act of 2011 amended Section 30 of the Principal Act by including a new paragraph 8 into Subsection 1 of Section 30. However, Section 30, Subsection 1, Paragraph 8 of the Principal Act, as amended by Section 20 of the Immigration Amendment Act 2011, provides that a foreigner may be declared undesirable when he or she has overstayed the prescribed number of times. In practice, this current word of Section 31H of the Principal Act has created many interpretation challenges, as some have interpreted to mean that foreigners must have overstayed on more than one occasion in order for the consequences of undesirability to be visited on such person. However, it has always been the intention to declare a foreigner undesirable even upon one instance of overstay. Hence, Regulation 27 of the Immigration Regulation, dated 22 May 2014 and published in Government Gazette No. 37679, provides for a person who overstays after the expiry of his or her visa, even when such person has overstayed for the first time, to be declared undesirable for a certain period of time, depending on the length of his or her overstay. Despite these interpretation concerns, Section 31H could be useful as a tool to deal with persons who repeatedly overstay, and it is proposed that the section be retained for this purpose. However, an amendment to Section 32 of the Principal Act and other consequential amendments are proposed in order to more clearly provide that illegal foreigners who have overstayed beyond the expiry date of their visas do not qualify for a port of entry visa, admission into the Republic, or a permanent residence permit during the relevant prescribed period. Paragraph 3, financial implications for states. Proposed legislation is aimed at clarifying the provision already in operation and will not lead to any expenditure for the state. Report to be considered.
Thank you, honorable members, and thank you very much. To Ash. for a professional input. But perhaps before we make a decision, is there any clarification that is required by any one of us?
Chair, I remember last time Honorable Self PA raised some serious concerns, and I thought maybe before we continue with the responsibility, we are going to clarify some of his concerns. For instance, he raised one issue, if I remember very well, Chair, I was with you, when he says, what if you are going to punish a person who couldn't go to report on the on those offices because of illness, something like that. So are we punishing those kind of people because it will be beyond themselves to go and report on the day of renewing those things of visa due to illness. So how do we address that?
Yeah, I think I've looked at this. This is subject to you on. I've looked at the Principal Act, and perhaps I'd like to refer you to the Principal Act, Section 30. There is a paragraph there which is undesirable person, and then 31. The following finals may be declared undesirable by the department as prescribed. Then they've got the current categories. And then under 2, they say, upon application from the affected person, the department may waive any of the grounds of undesirability, provided that it reports such decisions to the minister and the board with the reasons. I thought that would suffice, but that is subject really to the expertise that we have inside this committee. Honorable Dia.
Just to respond holistically, I think the one aspect you pointed to share, which is that people can appeal and give good reasons why they have overstayed. So you do anticipate that somebody was involved in an accident and ended up in hospital and couldn't leave on the date of the expiry of the visa. But two things then allow for such situation. The first is, if such a person was in a hospital and was, let's say, unconscious, what would then be allowed is for, on the strength of a medical doctor's letter, for us to then exchange the visitor's visa for what we call a medical treatment visa, which would allow the person to continuously stay and so regulate the legality of their stay in South Africa. So that's the one possibility. The second possibility is you were hurt, whatever, but you didn't think of applying for a medical treatment visa, or for some reason nobody did that on your behalf. Under those circumstances, you are now, remember where you are at the moment, you are at a port of entry wanting to leave South Africa. Your plane is waiting. And what you are presenting is an expired visa that may have expired 10 months ago. And you've got good reasons, but the point is you don't want the hassle of having to deal with it administratively, want to leave right now. In which case you would leave, and provision that the chairperson has spoken to now will kick in. So you would leave, you would be declared undesirable on the system. You then have a period within which you could appeal even from where you are outside to have that status uplisted. So that's essentially the two scenarios that would kick in under those circumstances that you have.
Thank you very much, Honorable Deputy Minister. Any other question or input? It seems that we are all having one purpose, that is the purpose of the deal, and we have one interpretation and therefore one intention of the legislator. And having that, perhaps let us then process the votes. Now I'm about to I've forgotten the process, the due process. Okay, could we have a mover for adoption of this submission, that is consideration and adoption of the submission of a legislative proposal to introduce a committee bill on innovation. Honorable Moda proposed. Honorable Missy seconded. So the position is adopted. And then perhaps mine now is just to thank each and everyone. Oh, before that, then the Honorable DM.
I'm sorry, thank you to the committee. Could I just investigate the possibility of the following, Chair? If you look at slide 9 of the presentation, you will see the exact wording that is being proposed in the bill, which is on slide 9. And I'm just worried because we may not meet as a portfolio committee again this year, in which case the bill is going to now be drafted in these terms by the law advisors, then put in this format so that it can be published. But before it does so, according to the procedure that Asha spoke to earlier, it would have to come back to the portfolio committee for the portfolio committee to then approve its publication, which, as you know, will then sit in the newspapers for 2 or 3 weeks. You'll still then collect the comments and then only start dealing with it, which would put it out to about April next year if you look at the parliamentary program. And I just wanted to find out if it's not possible, pending the House approval, whether in fact, given that the wording is in front of members, whether they couldn't give the mandate to the law advisors to say, publish the, you know, obviously draftable and publish it in these terms for comments, so that while we are all on recess in December and January even, the public has sufficient opportunity to comment and submit their comments, so that when the committee sits in February, you will already have done all of those things. You will then have all of the comments in front of you, and you can then start with your business in earnest to actually process the comments and make amendments to the bill or whatever else the committee decides. So my proposal is that we authorize the law advisors to proceed accordingly.
Let me give that to the committee members for mandate. Agreed?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So first, for purposes of formality, let us have somebody proposing a second as well on this mandate.
That won't happen before this report is adopted by the House. Okay, so that's fine.
What is the procedure?
Then the report will be, since it has been adopted today, is going to be needed and then to happen tomorrow. So I don't know when will the House come to finish it. That's
what I don't know.
Probably
will be next week. Okay, we have agreed on every aspect that we have discussed. But let me then thank each and every one of you, and let me state that we do not take your attendance for granted. We know that you are doing a lot of hard work. You have to attend to a number of committees, and some of us are not too well. I've been put off by doctors, but yet to come here, thank you, and thank you very much. We really appreciate it. And thank you very much to our law advisors, and thank you to our secretary for the professional service. Thank you. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.